This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
I have a guy here who's going to explain why your cell phone company may be siphoning away your savings on gasoline. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. So we have this consumer sentiment reading from the University of Michigan for early February. And then the oddly anemic retail sales report yesterday, anemic given new jobs being created and low gas prices. Let's get to the bottom of this emerging economic conundrum. On Fridays, we get good counsel from Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Help unconfuse me here. Supposedly gas prices are going down. Supposedly people are getting jobs. What accounts for the anemia we saw with retail sales yesterday?
Well, gosh, the good news is prices are down, and they're down a lot, which means we can get more stuff with less money, and that's part of what's going on. A little bit more of what's going on is that people are taking a breather after the strongest spending in 8 years, no surprise. But the not-so-good news is that there is some stuff that counts as consumption but isn't retail sales. It's the stuff that you normally think of as those bills you have to pay, internet, cable, health care.
Wait a minute, Chris. So when the government counts retail sales, they're not counting your internet bill and your cable bill and your health insurance premium?
That's exactly right. That stuff gets into consumption spending, which is reported in GDP, but they pick it up later. They do not survey it every month. And unfortunately, those bills have been going up. And when Gallup asked people what they were going to do with their gasoline savings last week, those were the two answers they got. We're going to save it or we're going to pay bills with it.
So here we were thinking we're going to go out and buy some toys based on the money saved at the gas pump. And the fact is we might have sent it to the phone company.
You know, Visa's got a really good track on the pulse of consumer spending. They confirmed it. It is, in fact, doctor's visits and internet costs and so forth. It's one of the reasons that while consumer confidence is rising, it's maybe not rising as fast as you might expect with gas just above $2 a gallon.
All right. Always good to talk to you. Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FTN Financial. Thank you.
You're welcome, David.
When it comes to North American film production, Hollywood, New York, and Vancouver, Canada are obvious hotspots, but they're not alone. Among regions that have been using incentives to lure production is Georgia. If you're a fan of The Walking Dead, you will know this. Marketplace's Noel King reports from Atlanta.
That is the sound of a huge Mack dump truck that's taking debris away from the site of the old Shannon Mall. It used to be a thriving mall, and now all of the buildings have been demolished, and what you see are just these big piles of debris.
It looks like an 800,000-square-foot wasteland of brick, concrete, and steel. But John Rooker, the developer whose company owns this property, can recite the old mall layout from memory.
What we're looking at right here is kind of the one of the anchor tenants, which was Sears. And then on the far side, which is no longer there, is the old Macy's anchor tenant. Now you're just looking at a lot of destruction.
The mall closed in 2010, the victim of a tough economy. Now the site is being transformed into Atlanta Metro Studios. Georgia is campaigning hard to attract the entertainment industry. Companies that spend at least $500,000 on production get a 20% tax credit. They can get an additional 10% if they put the state's peach logo into the credits. So, is it working? Chris Carr says yes. He's the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and it's his job to attract industry to the state. His office is decorated with posters of The Walking Dead and Anchorman 2, both filmed here.
We went from a $250 million a year industry in 2007 to over $5 billion last year. We've had The Hunger Games filmed here, Fast and Furious 7, Selma.
Brian Livesay is a CEO of 404 Studio Partners, which will handle sales and marketing for the Atlanta Metro Studios. He spent 20 years working in the movie business in L.A. and says he never really considered Atlanta a movie production hub until a project he was working on was lured to town.
I booked a job in Los Angeles that decided to come shoot in Atlanta only for the tax credits. And until the time that I booked that show, I had never left the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. I'd landed in it, transferred out of it, transferred to other places, but I never walked out the front door.
Now he's here for good, and Georgia wants to make stories like his the norm. In Atlanta, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
And every year, an executive compensation firm looks at all the companies that go public with their stock. It then checks where the CEOs of those companies went to school. There's news today that number one, again, is some university in Cambridge, Massachusetts that always hogs attention. It had seven CEOs with IPOs, according to data from Equilar. The number two spot was more interesting. Columbia, UNC, Texas Tech, and Stanford each had three alums who went on to launch a company on the stock market last year. Is it wealthy people with access to capital go to those schools? Or do those schools have networks that connect students to money? Or maybe the classes are so fabulous you end up being awesome at IPOs. If you are a sociologist with an answer to this, please let us know. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.